Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie, and this is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Right, you guys, welcome.
Too off? We didn't do that last time.
Or next time.
Sorry, guys. Next time, we do not greet you and tell you where we are.
We recorded next week's.
First?
Just a couple hours ago.
We just finished like 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, but it took us a couple hours to record.
Yes, it did.
So let us greet you properly, and we apologize in advance for next week for not.
I just was not thrilled.
We'll get there.
My bad.
Tune in next week to see it. All right, you guys. Welcome to Off Script. I am Allie.
And I'm Bree.
And this is season 2, episode 2 of our podcast. Because this week we are doing Jumanji. And dummy me, as I've said like 4 times now, thought it was a real book. I mean, it's a real book, but like a chapter book.
And it's a fake one. It's your imagination.
It is just a picture book. So let me paint you guys a picture. We are in our brand new studio, and we have lava lamps. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guitars. And yeah, lots of
and
pictures.
A nice Pink Floyd poster behind Ellie.
Yep. It's great. Yeah. That's my picture painting.
Yeah.
Still enjoying our studio.
Yeah.
Okay. You got anything?
I do.
Okay.
I'm really excited.
Okay, tell me.
Okay. So I've been listening, because guys, I finally caught up on My Favorite Murder, like, to where I wait every week for their episodes, which kind of sucks, too. Actually, this week, I waited until I had 2 episodes to listen to, and then I listened to them, and I was like, I might have to do that more often. I miss just hear
binging.
Yeah. I'm like, what? I wanted to catch up. It sucks. But anyway, I now am listening to Scott Patterson's podcast, aka Luke Danes from Gilmore Girls, which is just, I love it so much. Especially like, because he remembers behind the scenes stuff, mm-hmm. but a lot of it is he hasn't watched the show himself. Mm-hmm. So he's going through and just watching it. Oh, and then he's like talking about it. He hates Max. Hates Max. And he's like, I don't think it's just because I'm Luke. But I hate him. And I'm like, you're so cute. But the episode I got to today was, they were talking about Rune in one of the first episodes in the season 1. And Rune is like the guy that Lorelai goes on a double date with Suki and Jackson so that they can have their first date. Mm-hmm. And he's, like, shorter than her. It's a horrible date. It's just awkward. And it's actually a really, really popular, really, really popular actor.
Okay.
I didn't even realize this. Scott Patterson, like, right when they're talking about him, like, the producer is listing off all of his achievements and then stops and, like, lists off probably, like, 3 movies. And he goes, you didn't get the most important one. blow with Johnny Depp.
Oh my gosh. I was like, yeah,
I'm down for it. How did I not know this? And then they continue going on, and he goes, yeah, but he was in Blow with Johnny Depp.
So Luke is a Johnny Depp fan. Oh gosh, no wonder you like him.
So then he gets the guy who plays Rune on, and they're talking and talking, and he sticks to a lot of Gilmore Girls, like, stuff. But then at the end of it, he was like, so I've got a non-Gilmore Girl question for you. And I'm like, I wonder what it's going to be. And he goes, how was it to work with Johnny Depp?
Oh, gosh.
I was like, yes. I love this. It's not just me. But I do love Blow.
Yeah.
But I don't know how I never realized that Rune was in Blow. Or vice versa. But, oh, I forgot. I wanted to check that. Blow.
Mm-hmm.
Is a book.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah. So
cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good story.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm. I just want to let people know that I'm not the only one who will bring up Johnny Depp about 50 times in
one. Yes, if you're interested. She's brought him up a bunch if you haven't listened yet. Go do it.
Yeah, go listen to our Secret Window one.
Oh, gosh.
Or which one is it? Two? The Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets?
Every single podcast. You talk about him every single podcast.
Didn't in Holes. They haven't heard that one yet, though. Didn't in Marley and Me.
I'm pretty sure you possibly did.
When?
I don't know.
I talked about Twilight, not Johnny.
Okay, well, I'm interested. You haven't edited it yet.
So no, I haven't. So I don't know. Watch me cut it out.
These are cheating. Oh, gosh.
Good story. Good story.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love Gilmore Girls. That's my show. That one and Friends. Those
Friends
are the two.
Friends is mine for sure.
I like to think that my personality is a combination of Chandler and Lorelai.
I can see it.
Did you all? Thank you!
Your face was so happy.
It took me a hot minute to realize what you had said.
Apparently there's this HBO special on Matthew Perry that's super good. Mom really liked it.
Really? Mm-hmm. I want to read his book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it's about. It's his book. So.
Mm-hmm. So I need to go watch that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm finding that I'm probably correct. Matthew Perry and Lauren Graham dated for like a split second.
Oh, interesting.
And that made me so happy. I was like, Chandler and Lorelai.
Oh, gosh.
I love them. But then she ended up dating... did you ever watch Parenthood?
I don't think so.
You should. It's okay. A really good, like... It's a drama. It's got Dax Shepard in it.
I love him.
That's the show that made me love him.
Oh, okay.
It's so good. It's got him, Lauren Graham, the guy who plays Coach. Not Coach. Not that guy. New Girl Coach.
Oh.
Coach, like, Craig T. Nelson. Poltergeist. You wouldn't know that.
Okay.
It's so hard with you.
Sorry.
But yeah, it's basically just about a family. And the guy who plays her older brother and her, I'm pretty positive they're still dating. They've been together for like 6+ years.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Actually, I think they just broke up.
Oh.
Yeah. I was sad. But yeah. So, I love Gilmore Girls. I love Friends.
No. Oh, gosh. So, let's talk about Jumanji. All right, here's a synopsis. Two children find a board game while being home alone. When the children start playing, damn it. I was so...
You almost had it. I was like, she's got this.
I really did. Dang it. When the children start playing the game, they realize the dangers from the squares they land on come to life.
Wow. Man.
Can't believe I freaking messed up two sentences.
We knew it was going to happen.
All right. Here's our author. It's Chris Van Allsburg. Director, Joe Johnston. Screenplay, Jim Strain, Greg Taylor, Jonathan Hensley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Book came out April 1981. Movie, December 15th, 1995. Christmas movie. Oh, that's kind of fun.
That would be a great Christmas
movie. I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
That is a 14-year difference. It's a pretty big one.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the story overall?
I love this story. I think it's a great concept.
I do, too. I freaking love it.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually, like, glad that they rebooted it.
Yeah, the reboots were my favorite. I mean, I liked them, but nothing compared to
the original. No, not at all, but they were fun.
They were fun. They were a fun little popcorn movie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, you're waiting for me.
I am.
I'm not used to asking this question. Allie, why do we make this book?
It's my birthday. Not really.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Almost, guys.
And so I never knew this was a book. I was, like, just in love with the movie growing up. Mm-hmm. Like, this was one of my happy go-to movies I could watch mm-hmm. over and over. And so I'm looking through our list, because you're like, pick a movie or pick a book that we read. And I'm like, see Jumanji. I was like, oh, that one. Little do I know, the freaking picture book.
Like, what's funny is this is one of the ones that I was really excited for too, so.
Well, there you go.
It's fine.
Okay, well, that's good.
Except for I also did not know.
Yeah. So, it was a surprise all around. So, it was just because it was one of my favorites. And I was like, yes, I want to compare it.
This is actually, when I was a little kid, I used to reenact a lot of, like, books and movies.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's what I would do for fun. I would watch the movie and then go and play the movie out. I always played this one.
Oh, this is a fun one.
Yeah.
All right. So, I got my Allie Super Fun Facts, my 5 fun facts for you guys. Here we go. Did you know the gun shop owner who asks Van Pelt if he is a postal worker? That is because around this time the movie came out, there had been a lot of news stories about postal workers going crazy and shooting up their workplace. So that's where we get the expression, going postal.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't either. That's like, fancy.
Wow.
I know. Okay, number 2. Bruce Willis was considered for the role of Alan Parrish, but due to him shooting Die Hard with a Vengeance, he was unavailable.
I can't see him playing Alan.
No, it would be too serious.
Yeah, that's not what this movie is.
No, yeah.
At all.
Yep. Speaking of recast, Scarlett Johansson auditioned for Judy Shepherd. I've never seen Scarlett Johansson in, like, little acting. Is she in... I'm trying to think what other movie she would be in. Little.
I feel like she's in something. Oh, Girl with a Pearl Earring.
Say that like I should know what it is.
it was a very popular thing. I don't know. She's not one of my favorites, so I'm okay with. Is that Kirsten Dunst's mm-hmm. character?
Yeah.
Which I can't stand her, but I would prefer her over Scarlett.
Okay, well, there we go. So the film was made into a board game
mm-hmm.
by MB Games in 1996, so the year after it came out. And it was re-released in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, 2000... Oh, wait, okay, never mind. So last year...
Wow.
Well, no, I was like... Because last year, so in 2021...
Oh, yeah.
Riley, that's what she asked Santa Claus for Christmas, was Jumanji game.
Yep.
And so I was like, she asked for it the year that it came out? Yeah, okay, Allison. Where's the last 4 years
been? Yeah, what? Okay.
Gosh. No, you guys, this girl asks Santa for things, and then she gets them, and she's terrified of them. So, yes, I know. So
she never played Jumanji?
No, so she asked for, like, what would it have been? Her 3-year-old birthday, she's still into dinosaurs, but she wanted like an animatronic T-Rex. So Santa got it for her. She's freaking terrified of this thing. It's like growling. And then, was it next year? 3, 4? No, there's something in between there. Or maybe that was 4. No, it wasn't. It was 3. I don't remember what she asked for 4. But for last year, she asked for Jumanji, and we played it Christmas Day, and we got the 2018 one, so it makes noises and stuff. Freaked her out. I'm like... So, no, we have not played it. That's the best part of it. I tried to convince her to play it once more.
Heck, I'll play it. One of our game nights.
Okay.
I'll play that.
Let's do it. We'll do a game night.
Are we doing TikTok of it?
Yeah. So, I'm like, that was a whole tangent on one of my facts. I was just saying, that's funny. Okay, so then the last one, the end scene where the 4 main characters reunite was filmed in Vancouver, and the snow was manually shoveled in from the mountains because it was not snowing. And they wanted it to snow.
But they can make it.
That's what I was like, why? Why would they, like, why? But no, they got real snow from the mountains.
Complicated. Wow.
All right, you guys, we're going to take the same approach we have done with the other 2 children's books we've done.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go through the book, because this one's a little different, though, because unlike The Grinch and Nightmare, which are like little poems, mm-hmm. this one is more detailed.
Yeah.
So, Judy and Peter, those are the main characters in it. That's it. They are super bored at their house, so they go outside and they find a board game just laying on a tree. And it says it's marked for free. And they're like, but it says, make sure you read the instructions carefully. And they run home and start playing it. At first, Peter's like skeptical. And he's like, I'm so bored. This is a stupid board game.
You're a stupid kid.
And then they start playing and they like roll the dice and they move their pieces themselves. And each square they land on has words on it. So mm-hmm. it's like a typical game. It's not like
not
the movie that has the middle thing. And so the things that happen are there's the lions, the monkeys, the rain, which is like basically like they have their umbrellas out. It's not like a monsoon like it was in the movie. They have a tour guide who comes and gets lost, and he's just sitting there confused.
I was like, that poor guy. I know.
Peter gets sleeping sickness, so he misses a whole turn, he's just like passes out asleep, and then the stampede happens, there's a python, and then a volcano, like lava erupts from their what's it called, fireplace. Bree's all over like, because I suck and I forgot to bring the book for her to read.
I was supposed to read it before we recorded it.
And I left it at home and I was like, I'll just go over it really fast. So I'm sorry, you guys. It's my fault. She'll read it, just not before the
podcast.
Yes. Yeah. You can read it next time when you come over. I can tell you're intrigued. You're just like, I know. Interesting.
I am. I'm like, wait, huh? Hold on.
And so, don't worry, I did good detailed notes. This is really, I'm getting it pretty detailed here. So, all of a sudden, smoke fills up the house, and then everything goes back to normal. So, the kids are like, oh my gosh, and they quickly go and put the tree, or the
put the tree back in the game.
Put the game back by the tree. And their parents had some friends over for after, like, the opera or something like that. And they're like, what happened? And they're like, oh my gosh, there was a stampede, blah, 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 blah. And all the parents start laughing. They're like, ah, you kids are so funny. And then they're talking to a neighbor about her kids and about how they, like, never read instructions for things. And then they notice them outside picking up the game and going to play it. So they didn't read the instructions saying you have to finish the game.
Oh.
Get everything gone. Well, that's the thought. I mean, it doesn't tell us that's what happens, but that's how it ends.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the movie kind of closes that off.
Yep.
I like it.
Awesome. Super professional season two.
Starting off strong. Okay. So the movie. Made in 1995. And can I just start off with... I love the animatronics. Like, I feel like they still hold up when you watch them today.
I mean, like...
Like, the lion, the alligators,
yeah,
the, like, all of it. I was like, this isn't as cheesy as I thought it was going to be.
I love it.
It's so good. All right. So, the movie. We begin in 1869 with two boys frantically burying the game and getting away from it.
Don't read my notes, just go for it.
Burying.
I wrote this so late. Leave me alone. I'm gonna go bury this kid.
Guys,
I want to bury this
kid. I can't read. I can't spell. Leave me alone. My favorite part when they're digging this in, they're burying the game the whole time. Every time you see the game, oh, it's such a good film dynamic where you see it and you hear the boom, 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 mm-hmm. boom. Boom, boom. I'm like, yeah, something's about to happen. So then we flash forward to 1969, where we're seeing Alan. And so basically, Alan is this cute little kid who gets picked on. He gets bullied. He gets beat up. But then on his way home, after he gets beat up, he's driving by, like, construction set. That was
set?
Yeah, I know. I'm like, great.
Site.
Site.
Construction set is like a little kid toy. Like, they're little construction set.
I think my brain was thinking, like, the film set.
Oh, got it.
So, he was driving by the... Driving. It's a bike. God, it's late, you guys. I've been up almost for 24 hours, so good luck.
Something's never changed between season one yeah. and season two.
We said it was going to, but is it?
Exactly.
So he's on his bike, and he's driving by the construction site, and he hears the boom, 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 and then he finds Jumanji, the board game. That so that's... kids buried there.
Yeah, so that's, like, immediately different, right? Because the... In the yeah. book, the kids just, like, find it by a tree.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, good luck.
To be honest, there's no Alan.
There's no, Alan no kids and Sarah.
Previous.
No,
yeah.
It's just Judy and Peter who are yeah. the next kids that come.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, boom. Difference.
Yes.
Okay. So then, after he's found the board game, he rides his bike home. And his parents are getting ready to go out, and they're all dressed fancy and... ready to go out.
I know they're going to like some like
I think the symphony. Yeah.
But then he has like notes he's going to talk at.
Oh.
So I don't really know.
And then as his parents are leaving, his friend Sarah comes to the door. Right?
Well, no, first his parents are like, oh, you stood up for yourself today. Good job. You're going to come to, I'm going to send you off to boarding school. And he gets, Alan gets pissed. He's like, I don't want to go. And so it creates this big fight with him and his dad. So then he packs up his stuff and he's about to run away. And right when he goes for the door,
Sarah comes in.
Sarah knocks.
Doo-doo. And then, why does that stop him from going is what I want.
Oh, because they start hearing the drum again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they hear the game. And like, Sarah's like, oh, what was that? He's like, you heard it too?
So then they have to play the game. Because who doesn't want to play a game when you can hear Riley?
Yeah, I don't blame her. Dude, I don't know.
Has she seen the movie?
Yeah, she used to love it, but she wouldn't watch it with me this time.
So she's probably freaked.
Yeah. So I had to watch it with just Tyler this time. So we just hung out.
And Tyler's like,
man. Yeah. There's one part where, like, at the very end when Alan's swinging on the vine and the lion, like, bats at him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tyler jumped so high. And he's like, I was like, oh, was it scary? And he's like, yeah, scary. Like, that was the most reaction I really got from this kid. And I was like, of course I was videotaping at that part.
I'm like, thanks, kid. All right. So now, I almost said Peter and Judy. Nope, we're not there yet. Sarah and Alan are playing this game. And when they open it, the pieces all stick to the board. And they're like, what is going on? And then
Sarah... I like how he says it must be magnetized. And then when it's later, Judy's like, it must be microchipped. It's like, oh, yeah. Showing
the time difference.
Yes.
So then Sarah rolls the dice, and then bats come. Bum, bum, bum. But then Alan rolls the dice and gets sucked into the game. Guess what they didn't do?
Finish the game.
Read the instructions.
Oh, yeah, they did not do that either. Yep.
Finish the game, too. But
they're like the two boys at the end of the story.
Yeah.
Yep.
So now we jump to 26 years later. So 26 years, this little boy has been sucked into a video game.
Wrong Jumanji. Jeez,
so now we're with Judy and Peter. And their aunt has now bought the parish house, a.k.a. Alan's house. And, of course, when they get into the house, Peter, the little boy, hears some noises upstairs. And guess what? It's the bats. The bats are still there 26 years later. They're coming for you. They're going to make Cujo. Going to kill y'all. God, that would freak me out.
Right? It's like, I mean, they're video game bats, so they're not real. Like,
they're video game bats.
They're board game bats, so it's like, do they not need to eat or anything? They just are there to...
They don't want to suck your blood.
They're just there to get people.
Yeah. So then they get an exterminator out to the house to get rid of the bat. By home set the bugs. To get rid of the bats.
The bugs.
And he tells them about Sarah and Alan. And...
Wait, he tells him about Sarah? He goes... Well, Judy goes, like... He says it was this bat, and he says, oh, yeah, there was this little girl, you know, 26 years ago who claimed she saw a bunch of those ones, and that's really all she said about that.
And then it says that Alan was murdered by his family, which I'm like... I don't know. I just feel like... I get why.
It makes it spookier.
Yeah, but like knowing true crime, I'm like, dude, but Sarah was there. Like, wouldn't they ever go and ask Sarah? And what, Sarah just didn't talk about it? Like, yeah, Sarah says she
says, went through
therapy and couldn't talk about it. She says that, but
this boy got sucked into a video game. Oh, dang it. Why did you... It's because you said video game way long ago. Now it's stuck in my head.
Sure.
I'm blaming you. It's all your fault. She says this guy got sucked into a board game. So then now these people are like, she's freaking crazy. So she must have saw a murder because she's psycho. That's my thought process.
Okay. No, mine was, there's your first witness and you guys failed.
Well, maybe they... Well, I mean, yeah, but, okay, their first witness is talking about how someone got sucked into a board game.
True. All right, so then Judy and Peter start to hear the drums. The boom, 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 boom. So then they go and, wait,
they find the game. Right?
In the attic. Yeah.
In the attic. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Duh. So they go, they're following the drums. But also, who follows drums when they hear drums?
That's like running the opposite.
I see. Who follows drums when they hear drums? Who hears drums? But yes.
That would freak me out.
No, I wouldn't be able to. I'd be like, something's come for me. Not happy about it.
Yep.
So then they go up into the attic and they find Jumanji, where they open it and they like halfway read the game rule or instructions, but they just start playing it. What is up with these kids just playing games that they find? Like, what?
And you know you would.
Probably.
Oh, a board game I'm gonna play.
Yeah, but have you seen me play a board game? I sit down and I like try to read the rules for like a good 5-10 minutes before I play.
Before you give up on reading. Yeah,
exactly. And I'm like, screw it. There's too much information here. Let me play.
Yes.
But Jumanji's literally you open it and there's one side of rules and two side of rules.
That's true.
I could get through that. So they roll a dice. And, well, Judy does. And mosquitoes come. And then Peter rolls. And monkeys appear. My question is like, who plays this game and something appears and then they're like, I'm gonna keep rolling. Right. Let me go again. Maybe my turn will
Well, that, me. I think, is that when Judy reads and says, oh, here, if we finish it, the game will go back to, or it'll all go back to normal.
It's after the monkeys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I think...
But, like, after you see mosquitoes come, you're really going to go, I'm going to pick up these dice and roll.
No, wasn't it... Didn't Peter look like... didn't he almost drop them by accident or something like that? I feel like it wasn't a purposeful roll. I think after the monkeys, it became purposeful because they were like, we have to get rid of these things.
Mm.
But I think with Peter, it was like they... jumped at something or something like that.
I don't remember. Maybe. I don't think so, but maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, that would make more sense.
Okay.
Oh, and then he rolled doubles, so he has to go again.
Mm-hmm.
And then he rolls a 5. And this is when the beautiful animatronic lion comes out.
Tail. Doop, doop, boop, 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 on the piano.
Yes. That part always freaked me out. I was literally like, because I have a piano in my house.
Oh.
So you don't want to hear it.
Well, that part, so the lion matches the
yeah.
book.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then after the kids are running away from the lion that's in the attic with them, they run into Alan, adult Alan, in like a funny little like, I don't know what's on his back, like a little backpack that's like made of forest.
Made of forest.
It is supposed to be made of forest, but it's like a green thing.
Like made of like banana leaves or something like that.
Did you already said made? Okay. So now, basically, Alan and the kids get to safety, and Alan's just freaking overjoyed. He's been in that board game for 26 years.
Gosh, too bad.
Yes, life outside. So he's like, I gotta go and see everything. Like, things are changed because doesn't he come out and he's like, Mom, Dad.
Yeah, so he expects everything to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
Mom and Dad's still living there, still working at the shoe shop. And that is not.
No, he goes on basically a tour of every site where he's like, person should be here and here and here, and no one's there.
He finds his parents in the cemetery. Mm-hmm. And then he finds one of his dad's old employees, Carl Bentley, who was now a police officer.
Yep. And as they're roaming about the town, everything that they've just unleashed from Jumanji is basically wreaking havoc everywhere, and they're just like, great, so smart, guys. Like,
well, so they're in the car, like this like
convertible car, and like mosquitoes starts like stabbing through, and these monkeys are crashing cars, and it's like, so then they're like, okay, we gotta go back and finish this freaking game
because we didn't think that before. So they go to play this game, and they're like, great, there's a third person now, we gotta go, but the game won't let them go.
Ba-ba-ba-bum.
You know why? Because Sarah. For a second, I thought I was trying to say Judy. I was like, shoot, that's the wrong girl's name. It wasn't. It was the right one. But because Sarah originally started playing the game with Alan. My question is like, what? Can four people play the game and only four people? And like, no more, no less? How does it know, like, oh, it's still the same game? Is it just because Alan came back?
I think it's because they never finished the first game.
Well, I know that, but, like, how come it's okay for these two new kids to come and start it again? See my quandary?
Yeah, but I guess it would be because it would be, like, so it was Sarah. Because it didn't go Sarah, Alan, Sarah. It went Sarah and Alan. And then
Judy.
Then, yeah, paused for 26 years.
And then, game's like, man, whatever.
Yeah, and then Judy started.
I got a kid in me, it's fine.
Right. Judy started, then Peter started. So then so no one got, turn got skipped or repeated before another person came in.
So what, if you had like 20 people with you, 20 people could just play?
Well, I think there are only four pieces.
Oh, yeah. True. Which then begs the question, could you play with less than four?
I would think so. I think if Judy didn't start it, it would have to be Sarah to finish it. And she probably never would, and Alan would just be stuck in there forever.
Doo-doo.
Freaking sucks.
So then...
Okay, but could you imagine Alan sitting there in the jungle just being like, you know what, it's okay. She's gonna keep going. She'll get me out of here. It said if she rolls an 8 or a 5, I'll get out of here. And then it's like a week passes and a month, and you're like, Sarah.
Is it taking you that long to roll 5 or 8? So then they go to find Sarah, and they knock on the door, and she immediately, well, she at first is like not trying to let them in. But then, when she opens her door, she's seeing Alan.
Yes.
It's like, what is going on?
I thought I locked you in that game.
Yeah. So, she's freaking out. And they're freaking out, because they're like, we need you to play this game so we can finish it. So, they finally convince her to play the game with them. She rolls the dice and brings into the world man-eating plants. And I remember these plants freaked me out when I was a kid.
Oh, gosh,
like,
yes.
I swear, still to this day,
they're spooky.
I always think of them, and I'm like, no. And I love plants.
You do.
So then after that, Alan rolls, and he brings Van Pelt, who is the hunter. And then it's Judy's turn, and she brings a lovely stampede that kills Mufasa.
No.
That's what they should have did to get rid of the
plane. Get rid of it.
Little nod there. But then, during the stampede, this is when a pelican steals the game. So then they can't play the game right now. It's like the monsters the game's unleashing is trying to avoid them finishing.
Which was kind of cool, because in the book, it was like, they just, like, something would happen, and they're like, okay, just keep going. Just keep going and finish this game. Because in reality,
that's what you would do. Like, oh my gosh, there's a lot of crazy things happening.
Yeah, so it was,
but this is,
it was
cool to see.
Yeah. Watching the game try to stop it.
Yeah. So then Peter gets the game, but then Alan is arrested.
So then Peter gets the game, because it's, like, floating down the river. And so he, like, leans over on a tree branch and grabs it, and then as they're walking back to the mansion, the Carl pulls up and is like, hey, why is there always trouble and I always run into you, you know? Come with me. You're coming with me, blah, blah, blah. And so then while this tiff is going on, then Peter tries to roll a 12 or something to end the game. And so he turns into a monkey. Sucks. And as they're driving off, this is when Carl is, like, talking to him, and he's like, it's me. Hi, I'm Alan. And, like, he freaks out, but then he's like, oh my gosh, okay. And he lets him out of the car, and then freaking Alan, like, handcuffs his hands to the car. It's like, that was nice.
He just let you free.
Yes. Like, and so, yeah.
So now Van Pelt has found Sarah, Judy, and Peter. And he now steals the game from Peter.
Peter ran into the car as the stampede is coming.
Yep.
And the friggin' elephant squishes the car on top of him.
Yeah, that's another thing that horrified me.
That was so scary. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm still kind of, when I get in cars, I'm always like, please don't collapse. I never put together why, but I bet you it's because of this.
Probably totally is.
So then they basically fight Van Pelt for the game. Oh, and they're over by the Save-A-Lot store. And that's important because Alan now is hearing over the radio that there's a fight going on.
with a man in khaki and a woman and two children.
So he's like, oh shoot, that's my party. I gotta go.
Just like that. It's my party.
He's an RPG person now. It's my party, my group. So they get the game back and they head back to the house, back to the parish house, because they're like, okay, too much shit has gone down. So then Sarah rolls and a monsoon happens, which completely floods the house and brings along the animatronic crocodiles, which I, like I said, I think those animatronics are great. Like, some of them can be cheesy, but the ones here,
I think they're really good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I agree. So then Bentley sees the Judy and Peter's aunt.
So he sees them, or sees her, and she's like, help me, help me. And so he's like, come on, come on.
Oh, because the monkeys.
Yeah, the monkeys have crashed taken over her car. Yep.
Yep. Okay. And so he comes, and then she asks for a ride home because monkeys are in her car.
But then all of a sudden a vine comes in and
takes the
police car and, like, squishes it in half. And Tyler watching it, he's like, ah, and he, like, claps his hands.
You're like, this is terrifying.
Yes, it was so scary.
You wanted your son to be tormented.
That's not why I made him watch it. I freaking love this movie. I wanted him to have fun. And he did. But I was like, you're having fun at the weirdest moments. Okay, so then Alan rolls. And then all of a sudden, it's like, talks about quicksand. And so the whole freaking attic level, that they're at.
No, I was just looking at you.
Okay. I felt judged.
I know, it's so weird. In the new studio, it's kind of like Ali and I are side by side and not looking at each other. So I try to look at you, but then you think that I'm hearing something. I'm like, no, I'm just looking at you.
We're making conversation. So then, like, the ground turns into, like, quicksand. He starts melting through the floor. And so then Sarah goes and grabs him. And because then Judy rolls, and her roll was like, go back a turn. So it stops the quicksand. And so they're frozen in the floor now. And then Peter rolls, and spiders come. And he has to go get an axe and chop them up.
You know, those spiders are a lot of my fears.
We're from this movie.
And, like, things that stick in my head are from this movie, even if I don't realize.
Those spiders were nasty and scary. I don't even blame you. Those were terrifying spiders.
So then the aunt gets to the house.
Sorry, you go.
Nope. I was going to say the cop is just trying to help her get in.
Oh, yeah. 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 And he, like, kicks the door open.
Yeah, because it takes them a while. They can hear people inside. And she's like, ah, Peter, Judy, get over here. Open the door. Not realizing that they're the ones causing all the mayhem in the city. Right.
Oh, I guess this was when the monsoon was happening. Because they kick open the door.
Yep. Yeah.
And then all the flooded water comes out.
Yep.
And so then she's like, goes back inside eventually and is like, oh my gosh. And she opens the door and a freaking lion is in her room and Peter shoves her in a closet. All I'm thinking,
the closet's gonna help.
All I'm thinking is like, okay, she's shoved in a closet, but like, okay, because eventually the earthquake happens and starts tearing the house apart.
Yeah.
What if it was like in the middle of the closet and she just like falls?
Oh. Guess you guys are taking care of the kids now. Yeah.
As Judy's trying to fight off these spiders, she then gets shot with a poison dart from one of the purple flowers. And Sarah rolls, and then all of a sudden an earthquake happens, and it tears the house in half. And it's Alan's turn, and he's being chased by Van Pelt again. And so then, right as he's held at gunpoint, Alan drops the dice, hoping that he only has, like, three more spots to go or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so right as he's about to shoot, Alan says Jumanji and everything gets sucked back into the game.
What if that's how you had to win the game? Not rolling the dice. All you had to do is go Jumanji.
It's kind of a mix of both of them.
So then after that, we're back in 1969 and it's like nothing ever happened. Alan and Sarah are back at home. They just finished the game. They give each other a hug. And they're like, oh my gosh. Basically.
I love you.
Yeah. So then they're basically, they're done with that game. They're like, nope, never again. So they go and they throw it into the ocean. Okay. And then,
is it just me or would you like burn the game? I would burn the game.
I think if you burn it, how do you know nothing's going to come out of it that way? Like, if you throw it into the ocean, no one knows where the ocean ends.
I guess.
No one's seen that.
I just would want to destroy the
sea game. Sea monsters are going to play with that. Have fun.
Great.
Let all the lions out down there. And then we fast forward to 26 years later. And now Sarah and Alan are together. And they're pregnant. And they've got Judy and Peter.
They hired their parents. I don't know what they do. Did they ever say what they do?
Oh.
Okay. So they hired their parents and they're like saying that, oh, we're going to go on a skiing trip. And we learned that that's how Judy and Peter's parents died. So they're like, no, you can't go on the trip. We need you to work right now. And they're like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we see two girls walking on the beach and we hear the boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Cut to black.
Jumanji.
There we go.
We did it!
Yeah.
Quickest podcast ever.
No.
Oh.
We're at an hour.
I don't know. I bet this is going to be one of the quickest.
Oh. Maybe.
All right, let's do it. So we got some casting. IMDb cast 31 people in this movie. We have the one and only Robin Williams as Alan Parrish.
No one could do it better.
I think he's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Love him.
Same with Bonnie Hunt as Sarah mm-hmm. Whittle.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Kirsten Dunst as Judy Shepherd.
I like her.
You don't? No, oh. I like her. You said you okay. didn't like her.
I don't like Kirsten Dunst as an actress, but in this, she's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Bradley Pierce as Peter Shepherd.
He's a little cutie.
He is. Do you know he's Flounder in The Little Mermaid?
Cute.
Yes. Jonathan Hyde played both Sam Parrish, Alan's father, and Van Pelt.
That's why he looked familiar. Yes. I was like, wow, that dude, I'm excited for casting to figure out who he is.
You just don't look up anymore. You're like, ah, yeah, I'll find out.
Basically.
Yes, so he played the father. So that's you great. Recognize him from the movie.
From the movie. Well, what do you know? I liked him.
I did too. Adam Hand Bird and Laura Bell Bundy were young Alan and young Sarah.
I do like them.
I do too. And I just put this one in here because I was had the same look on my face as you do. Tom Woodruff Jr. played the lion and the crocodile.
What?
I don't know. Do they make growly noises?
I don't know. Unless it's all like puppets.
I know. So he probably wasn't them, but he probably was doing the voices.
Maybe.
Like growly voices?
No, what I was saying is unless he was like manning the puppets.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, no. Good job, sir, whatever you did.
IMDb felt the need to credit you, so yeah. I did too.
Wow.
All right. Is the theme of the book and the movie the same? Yeah.
Yeah.
The board game that comes to life.
Yeah.
Yep. Do the characters stay true? I mean, they just had Judy and Peter in it. Yeah. And
there's not a whole lot to differentiate between.
I guess I don't think
two kids who are playing a game.
Yes. The only difference really was the difference would be that Peter was just like, ugh, I'm so bored. What do you want to do? Yeah. Versus like them just
meandering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Which do you prefer, book or movie?
Movie.
Me too.
There's just so much more going on.
Oh my gosh, and it's just so fun to watch. I could watch it over and over.
For sure.
Great movie.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, that was it.
Yay.
Look at that. We have been recording for 1 hour exactly.
Yeah.
That is record. Record time for you guys.
Yeah, it's true. It's going to be a short one.
That's okay.
Surprise. That's
how our kid ones should be, shouldn't they?
Yep. But are they?
No. Well, this Wednesday is our first ever mini-sode, you guys.
Yeah.
And do we know what it's about? We do not.
No, because we are trying to make this as interactive for you as possible. Yeah, we wanted to be interactive with you guys because we were kind of bummed that we couldn't talk to you in our episodes.
Mm-hmm. So we would love for you to shoot us a message, ask us a question.
Yeah.
Give us a topic to discuss. Chat about.
Mm-hmm. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
And then after that, next Monday, we will be talking about Holes.
Yeah.
I love this book.
I'm glad you do.
Come tune in to see how Bree feels about it.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, gosh. All right, you guys. Quick and
simple.
Simple for ya.
Mm-hmm. Of a classic. Yes. What I consider a classic.
Came out in the 90s. It counts as a classic. We're classics.
Gross.
No, that makes me feel...
Hey, Allie, you're turning 31 in 2 weeks. You feel so classic?
I feel old. Classic. Classic Allie. All right, you guys. Okay. Bye.
Bye. I almost said have a good night.
Have a good night. Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you subscribed, rate, and reviewed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time!
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze
for Book Tales.